I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we are back hanging out second hour. A lot of things to talk about. I know you wanted to bring up, I don't know what it was, 99-something. We'll get to that. I have a question for you.
Okay. And
I've written this down for weeks, and I always tend to forget. I want to talk to you for a second about autographs.
Autographs. I love them.
A, what autograph, is there an autograph that you really want? A. B, would you pay anything to achieve that autograph? Three, does it matter what the autograph looks like?
As far as quality?
The quality. You know, like, I've seen some of these autographs.
They're scribbles.
It's embarrassing.
Right.
I don't know if I would, like, I almost, a couple weeks ago, went to a Comic-Con.
Okay.
I wanted to get Carl Weathers' autograph. One for me, one for my brother.
And that he played your boy?
That would be Apollo Creed.
In the Rocky movie?
In Rocky 1, Rocky 2.
3.
3, and I believe he dies in 4.
Okay.
And somebody told me, who was going to go get it for me if I couldn't get up to Rhode Island, that it was $300.
Okay.
I think he was wrong. I think it was closer to $80. I'm not sure I'd spend $80, but I know I wouldn't spend $300.
Yeah.
For anybody.
But I think the autograph is a very personal thing. I mean, it connects you to a certain athlete or person.
Sure.
Yours is for a character of a movie that you are fond of. So everybody has a different value. Some people, I do it for resale value because they're hunters. They, you know, and the athletes and the celebrities, they know who's getting 30 things signed. They know it's all going to end up on eBay next week.
You would think that. And people would say, there's no way they know. There's no way they know. And I think I've told this story in a previous session of Story Time with Uncle Randy. I was with Lester Hayes. He was one. It was an event down at whatever it was called before the Trop. And he made a comment that this person has already gone through the line.
Uh-huh.
I was doing an event with Mark Royals and Martine Grammatica. They noticed somebody that came through more than once.
Uh-huh.
So they do know. You know, for those, and I was one of them, like, there's no way. You know, they're just scribbling. You know, even if they stop and talk to you, they're not going to know. They do know.
Yeah.
You know, they truly do know.
But I don't think I have, I'm not a fan of autographs. I don't really have many things autographed, nor do I care to.
Well, and that's my point. I mean, I have a couple things in the studio. I have a couple things in my office that were given to me.
Right.
I think I've only purchased like two or three in one.
I think the best autograph
is Donald Trump.
Oh, that's nice.
That's from back in the day, though.
I think the one item I would want autographed is
realistic. Don't go with, you know, Jesus' sandals or Hoyce's gi or.
No, but I think, that's obtainable. I met Hoyce. I mean, I think he would sign my gi if I asked him.
I said his gi.
Well, he needs it.
You would just take it off him,
He's not a no gi fighter. He has to keep his gi.
No, he does need it.
But I would say probably the Oscar Schmidt jersey, just because of how important it is to my wife. Even though it says to Randy, you know.
Oh, whatever. You mean from my style?
Or from your
style. Yeah, you're never going to get that.
No, I don't. That's something, like, because it's important to my wife. It's cultural.
See, most people here in the States have no clue who Oscar Schmidt is.
Yeah, but my wife is Brazilian, and he's a legend.
He is a legend. And you know how I hate that word.
Yeah.
He is legendary.
But I don't think there's a. I mean, I don't really have like a one person.
There's not one person. If you could obtain it, you didn't have to buy it.
I'll tell you what, it's Hulk Hogan. And as close as I am to him and how much I've known him and how many photos I have with him, I've never asked him for an autograph. I think it's because, like, I don't know, because like, we're friends.
I'm going to show you something.
Because we're friends.
Yeah, you can't.
And I can't,
it's strange.
Because I can't be like, I wouldn't walk up to Randy Harris, but hey, man, can I get your autograph on a shirt? Like, it's just, it's a different relationship. And so it's kind of like those are fans that are asking for autographs. I'm in the circle. I'm a boy. I'm a brother. Literally.
You are a boy.
Brother. I think the one autograph that I would want is the one that I refuse to ask for.
Okay. If that's your golden ticket is Hulk Hogan.
Man, Hulk Hogan's the GOAT.
Well, he's not the GOAT. Ric Flair's the GOAT.
I mean, I could have got his autograph too. Same deal.
No, he doesn't like you, so you can ask.
He doesn't like me because I wanted to sing a song with him while I was. It was his song. And he got mad that we were singing his song.
Right. So you're okay to ask Ric Flair now.
Yeah, because...
His new, what is it called, Funko? They finally made one of them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So it's coming out. The Rocky Balboa ones are coming out, too.
Awesome.
And from what I was told, they're already, like, sold out. They're not even out yet. I may show you something of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not for you. You ain't getting it.
Come on. It's Thanksgiving.
No, this is for somebody much more important.
But Christmas is coming up.
So?
Got to give me a gift.
I don't have to do anything.
The
gift I give you is to allow you on the airways, you know, which has been, you know, scary enough. So, Cam's return. Any thoughts about Cam Newton going back to Carolina?
I
know Carolina fans are extremely happy.
I like Cam. I thought, you know, it was a weird fit for him up in New England. I like him in Carolina.
You mean the AFC East leading New England Patriots?
That's weird. It was strange for him to be on a winning team.
People, experts, think not only will the Patriots make the playoffs, but will go further than the Buccaneers.
That's not smart.
I don't know. They're playing well.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like Cam back where he started his career.
No, yeah. Well, this has nothing to do with Cam. I'm just saying the New England Patriots.
Yeah. Patriots are a beast. They always like seem to reload and, you know.
Well, they always would reload when they had the GOAT back there.
Yeah, now they're going to do it without the GOAT. So there's a Belichick or is it Brady?
It's a little of both.
Yeah. The system? Is it the system that works?
It's a little bit of both. Let's see what other notes do I have. Oh, very, very sad news.
Okay.
About Dollar Tree.
Is it they're raising their prices?
Yeah, to $1.25.
Inflation's real.
Now, the only way that I'm going to be okay with that is if they change the name to $1.25 tree. You got to.
You don't have to. I mean, I guess you do.
Well, you don't because isn't there another one? There's
Dollar General.
Yeah, which nothing's a dollar.
Yeah, everything there is like five.
Right. I went in there once thinking it was like Dollar Tree.
Yeah, they get you.
Yeah, well, I walked out.
But
I ran out of gas because I...
No. Yeah, but I mean, Dollar Tree, I think that's a sign of the economy, though.
And here's the name. It's no longer Dollar Tree. It's just called Buck and a Quarter.
Oh, I like Buck and a Quarter.
I like that, huh?
Yeah, Bucky's is, you know, killing it out there on the open road.
So. Yes, Buck and a Quarter.
Buck and a Quarter?
I think it would go down very, very well. I guess they just released the Hall of Fame semifinalists. For the NFL, number 20 on the list.
It is.
What?
What do you mean?
Who's number 20?
Number 20 for...
For the NFL.
Steven Atwater?
Or Rondé Barber. I didn't know we lived in Denver.
I'm from Denver.
Well, what is that?
I
mean,
that's the only number I know.
Just because we're national, we broadcast in the Tampa Bay area, so everything kind of funnels through Tampa Bay.
Number 20, I mean, Barry Sanders?
I think he's already in.
The greatest to ever do it.
If
he had a line, if he had a line like the Cowboys line.
If my dad had breasts, he'd be my mom. What does that mean? If. What?
Oh, I'm so offended. I don't know. Yeah, number 20.
All right. We're going to hit a break, and I'm going to make you cry.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm going to make you cry. Do you want to cry during the break or live on the air?
Live on the air, baby.
Okay, so.
I'm a showman.
I need to walk into the other room. We're going to hit a break. You need to close your eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to go grab something. And I'm going to show it to you live on the air. And then we're going to have your main event from BKFC Fight Night coming to Tampa on, what is it, the 9th?
Is Hulk Hogan in the green room?
There is something in the green room.
Are you going to bring him out here?
Wait till you see this.
If you carry Hogan out here, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, me too. Trust me, me too. All right, let's go hit a quick break. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff. So we'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, If you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You're as cold as ice. We needed someone to sing a little cold as ice. All right. I'm going to make a grown man cry.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just tell you, you cannot have these.
What do you mean I can't have them?
You cannot have what I'm about to show you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This is a holiday gift for someone, but it is not a gift for you.
What do you mean?
It's not a gift for you.
Okay. All right. Fine.
But this is what I just picked up.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's radio, so you need to describe it.
It is the Hulk Hogan slippers.
They are the Hulk Hogan slippers.
Where are they from?
Odd Socks.
Oh, what? I didn't know Odd Socks has slippers now.
Hulk Hogan Python Power.
Oh, the Hulkamania
slippers.
Slippers.
Yep. Luckily, my grandson doesn't listen to the show, so he doesn't know that I got these for him.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Odd Sock has a Black Friday sale on Friday. So for you and anybody else, I went before the sale. Stop looking at the box.
The Hulk Hogan slippers.
They're pretty cool.
Man.
Yeah. They have a Hulk Hogan belt.
I could do some damage with those in the gym.
Yeah, you need to go work out with Terry, or you need to go watch Terry work out wearing the slippers.
I would. I would absolutely do it.
The only problem is you're not going to wear these.
Could you imagine getting a leg drop with those bad boys on?
That would have been funny. You know, they're very similar to the Iron Sheik's boots.
Yeah.
You know, when he had that big thing.
Those are pretty epic, too. They kind of look like an elf. It is the season.
A little bit of that. You know, a little bit of that. So, tell me your 99 thing. And you told me off the air, so I am.
Well, your favorite football player of all time is, what, number 99?
I was going to say it's probably not a true statement, but it could be. You know,
who would be above 99 in your heart? Like, as far as personal relationships.
No. Well, I mean,
because you met a lot of football players. You know a lot of football. But who else is as good at a position, as legendary of a player?
First of all, you can't say that because there is nobody better than Warren Sapp, especially ever with or for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So if you're going to say, tell me somebody that's equally as talented,
okay,
I don't think that's possible, because I believe Warren Sapp is the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time.
Okay,
so there couldn't be anybody equal.
That's an opinion. I mean, it's...
Of course it's an opinion. I mean, mine happens to be right, and yours happens to be wrong.
Some people put them on number 16 on their list.
Yeah, somebody did. Some of them did.
But speaking of 99 problems, an MMA fighter goes nuts and bites testicles
literally
of his roommate in Nashville. Amateur MMA fighter Donovan Salvato, 3-1, was arrested for biting his roommate's nuts, and he announced, got 99 problems. And my left nuts is one. Hit me, Abel Sosa.
All right. Are you done? Because if you're going to take up more time, our next guest is going to, A, be upset. B, he's going to see you in a couple weeks at the Hard Rock, and he may take it out on you.
Oh, boy.
And we don't necessarily want that to happen. So let's go to the phone lines in the official BKFC segment and talk to Martin Brown. Martin, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Right around the corner, fight coming back to Tampa. Now, did I read it that you either are from Tampa or you live in Tampa now?
Yes, sir.
So I know that you fought Knucklemania. Does that add to anything fighting in your hometown? Or is it add anything good or add something bad?
Add to ticket sales. It's definitely cool to fight in front of the hometown. A lot of the people you physically know get to see you fight, that are just watching it on the app or checking social media and seeing how you won.
You should think, and I'm not saying you don't, but you know, think outside the box. If it was me, I would go to all these people that are buying tickets, and I would say, normally you would spend money on airfare, food, hotel, car. You know, we'll just say $2,000. Give me 15%.
All right. You know, because they. You know, honestly, I'm like, I don't know if the venue is even big enough to hold all the people that I'm able to bring. So it's not, I don't know, it never even crosses my mind.
Very cool.
As far as asking for the potential, and as far as asking for the percentage of the ticket sales or whatnot, I leave that up to management. You know, I just go out there and do my job.
What's it going to be like, and Matt, I want you to talk about this too, since you're the mat thrower. You know, Matt's one of the two mat throwers. They throw those mats out, and the athletes stand on them in between rounds. What's that going to be like? A, have you seen those mats?
Yeah, I think they were slid in under the ropes at Knucklemania.
They were.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So what's that going to be like when you see the mat in a couple weeks? And it's not just going to say BKFC Fight Night or whatever. It's going to have your face, your mug on that mat.
But this isn't the first time I was a star of the show. I mean, just about every promotion I fought for, with the exception of Bellator, I was in, I'm always going to end up being the bell holder. You know, when I was in Psych Out, I was the first bell holder. When I was in Titan FC, when I left Titan FC, I was already a winner when I came in the bell knuckle. So, like, most of these guys come in because they rejects from another sport. I ain't never lost in boxing, you know. And I came into bare knuckle as a 2-time world champion, you know. So, like, I have no added stress when I look down at that little pad and see my face. I mean, I know it sounds arrogant,
I thought it was going to be a humorous thing, but I guess it didn't work out that way.
Nah, I mean, I ain't enthused about seeing this ugly mug anyway.
Now, Matt, do you want to be in Martin's corner now, or do you want to be across and be on the other side?
Martin, I'm always on your side, dog. I got
there you.
You
go.
Oh, no, I'm really a good guy, though.
after the fight, when you get your hand raised, I will be standing behind you with the mat. We sign them. We'll auction them off for charity. So I'm looking forward to being in your corner either way.
Nice.
What about your opponent? What do you know? What's different this time around?
Oh, and I normally add to that, does it even matter? Do you even need to know anything about your opponent?
No, I don't really care. You know, as long as I've been fighting now, it's nothing I haven't seen. I mean, but I do. Bobby's been fighting for a while, so, and uh, he I mean, I'm honestly not impressed. But the thing that I do admire about Bobby is Bobby has never let anybody down in any fight. He's pretty consistent. I'm gonna give you all I got, and if what I got doesn't, you know, get me to win, oh well, but you're gonna have to beat 100% of me. So that's the thing that I do find admirable about Bobby. But however, I don't believe his 100% gonna be enough.
Gotcha. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer friend of mine, Marcus Jones, who then, you know, dabbled in mixed martial arts temporarily with the UFC, once told me, you know, we were talking about football, and he said, you know what? I don't really like football. I'm just really good at it. Is the combat sport world something you enjoy, or are you just good at it? And, it, you know, if you do it, great, but you're just really good at what you do.
I don't know. I go through these phases where when I started, I wanted, you know, I had a brother that was real fast and another brother that was just real big, and I was a smaller one, and they were all good in different sports. And I was like the troublemaker of all the kids, the one getting into fights and getting suspended. But I wasn't as good at the sports as them. So I was like, well, I found something I'm good at. I can fight. And that's when I liked it. Then, you know, I became a better human. So I ain't like harming people anymore. But I honed my skills in the arts. So I don't know, like sometimes I go back and forth. I like fighting. Then, you know, as you progress in your career and it's more business, then you don't really like that part.
Right.
Yeah, I just like the training. I like the art. I don't like the workouts, but I like learning the arts. But the fight night, I don't know. Once I get in there, I don't really think of what I like or what I don't like. I just see it as a task or a job that needs to be done.
So, Martin, listen, I know there's a dated post that goes all the way back to February 9th, to be exact. It comes up to the BKFC rankings, 155 pounds, champion Luis Palomino, number one Jim Allers, Artem Lobov. Some of these guys are non-factors right now. But your comment was intriguing to me because you wrote on Instagram, it says, not where I want to be yet. And it goes back to early in our segment today. We talked about rankings and like outside opinions, and it's just an opinion. Randy thinks that Warren Sapp was the greatest buck of all time. So other guys put Warren Sapp as number 16 on the list. How important are those rankings that are made up for a fighter? Like, do you really look at those with any real value, or do you know you're the champion in your heart?
I know good and well that it's going to take a whole another 10 years for BKFC to get somebody on the roster that can whoop me. You know, so I'm not worried about that ranking. However, I do think those rankings influence matchups. So, I mean, there's no denying the fact that if you're number one and this guy's number two, it's easy to pitch a sale that these guys deserve to be fighting each other, even if the number five guy's better than the number two. Or even if everybody knows that the number five guy will smoke both of them, the guy that's number two has more of an argument that he should be up for the title. So I do think it holds weight as far as the fans are concerned. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I genuinely feel like, and I'm not saying this because it's my coach, but I feel like I got the best coaching staff that I could possibly have. And I feel like I have, you know, my face is clean everywhere. I have no problems with anybody. So with that being said, you know, there's nowhere I can't go to get the proper sparring, the proper training. I got all bases covered, you know, not where I used to be, where I didn't have the funds to get to certain places. And if I need to travel, I can afford that. You know, if I need to diet a certain way, I can afford that. If I need a certain strength and conditioning coach, I can afford that. So I don't believe, I have no excuse for losing these things. I don't think anybody got anything for me. And that's from, you know, that's humbly speaking. It's not just being arrogant.
Like, sure.
I'm literally doing everything that I can to prepare for these fights. No stone left unturned.
I almost hate to say this because I hate throwing an underhand softball pitch to Matt, but has he been on the GNAT yet?
No, I have not had the honor.
So we need to set that up.
Yeah, I would love. Are you still over with Shift? Who are you training with right now?
Still at Shift. I always Shift, actually. Jahi Wingfield is the head coach.
Yeah, I got to come by and bring you my truck, man. I've got a workout device that will help you immensely. I'll do it for nothing. I don't want nothing from you, man. I just want to help you add another tool to your arsenal. And after the show, I'll connect with you after the show. And like I said, I'm mobile. I'll come to you guys.
We'll get him on the GNA.
I trained Jared Warren over there. You know, so I'll get with you, man. We'll make it happen.
Nice, nice.
Final question for you. You know, I love asking this of athletes and celebrities when they come on. What's the strangest, craziest, bizarre thing that's ever happened, whether it's a thought that's gone through your mind or something that you've noticed in the crowd while you're fighting? Just the craziest, funniest thing that's ever happened in the middle of one of your fights.
I don't know. You know, every fight you have something weird happen. Like, you know what I mean? It's nothing crazy, but when me and Brock Weaver was fighting it, we were talking the whole conversation the whole time in the fight, and the cameras could never catch it. Or me and Thomas Webb talking noise, cracking jokes, and then laughing about it after the fight. When I was fighting Brock Weaver and he grabbed my shorts, and I was like, "Oh, you gonna try me like that, man?" He's like, "Oh, my bad, man." And we just kept fighting like nothing happened, you know. But I think in the one Pena fight, after I dropped him, I turned around and, you know, getting the crowd involved because they have a calling where everybody screams out, "Oh!" when I walk out, or if I knock somebody out or something like that. So I'm turning around and they're screaming at me, and I thought he was out, and he gets back up like on the eight count, turn around. I was like, okay, I'll just go over there and finish him off and come back over here and start back talking noise. But when I turned around, I tried to ball my fist up, and I'm looking, and my knuckle was bent down. I was like, oh, Lord. And that was like one of them things where I was like, well, you got to fight anyway. Other than that, I mean, I can't think of anything crazy that happened during a fight other than just talking noise.
So Smash, so in that moment, in the you know, combat world, is there a line in trash talking? Like, when you're going through those exchanges, do you have, like, rules or unwritten rules?
We
like,
talk about this a lot as well.
Of not talking about the family or the kids or sending them back to where they came from. Like, we saw last Saturday night, you know. Is there a line? Do you have a limit?
You know, It's weird with some people. They have a limit, but you have to ask yourself if we're going to lie to each other about what we're doing or not. Like, I don't wish you good luck. I am going to try to hurt you. As a matter of fact, if the ref don't stop it, I am going to hurt you. That's why he's there. So I don't care what you say about my mama.
I love this guy. You are my new favorite person. Oh, yeah. Just so you know, I mean,
it's the truth though. Like, you talk about my mama, it don't matter. You know, if we gonna fight anyway, and right. If you whoop me, I mean, I guess you better. You earned all those insults you said about my mama.
That is good stuff, Martin. I appreciate your time. Have fun. I know you will on Thursday. For coming on, I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, some gear of theirs, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics, and a nice shipment of socks from Odd Socks. They're located over in Clearwater. Best stuff, funniest stuff going. So best of luck. I'm going to give you a holler after the show so we can hook up, having Matt stopping by and getting you on the GNAT.
Nice, nice.
Awesome.
Awesome. We appreciate your time. Martin Brown, main event.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't wish you
that's
too
the
well.
Best. That's the best. You know, that's, you know, and I said this to somebody before, you know, when somebody, you just meet somebody, And I think I've even said it in front of you when you and Craig and somebody, nice to meet you. How do you know? You just met me.
Yeah, you don't,
you know, don't know me yet. Because when you get to know me, you're not going to say, nice to meet you, right? You're going to regret it. So him saying, I don't wish you well is the best.
That should be a T-shirt. That should be a...
It would probably be a good one.
Not going to lie to you. I wish you well.
No, I'd love that. All right, let's go hit a break. We are coming to you live from the dungeon today. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions, as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is former WWE wrestler Tugboat, aka Typhoon of the Natural Disaster. And have you been to the best gym in downtown St. Pete? If you haven't, there's no better time than now. Suncoast Fitness is locally owned and operated. They have that old school feeling you just don't find anymore. Suncoast Fitness has plenty of cardio, machines, and free weights. It's more than just a gym. It's a family. Stop in and tell Hunter you heard it on the radio and your first workout's free. 33 6th Street South, St. Pete, Florida. Suncoast Fitness. We're just different.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
So we just had a reporter.
We did.
Report.
What did they report
in?
What did they report in?
My boy, Chris. Who I didn't see necessarily when I was supposed to in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Just went up and spoke to our guy, my guy, Mike Perry.
Oh, really?
Perry's fighting this weekend.
Yeah, he's doing the boxing.
He's doing the boxing.
Texas.
Frank Mir up there. I was going to go just because of Metallica. I couldn't tell you one thing about him. I've just heard the name.
We sing songs.
They sing songs. Yeah. They sing songs.
I don't know. I mean, it's like all these music groups. I don't really know any of them.
I got an email from the Orlando Arena. I think it's called Amway.
Yes.
And I bought a suite once.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I was there when you did that. For the Backstreet Boys.
You went to that?
No, New Kids on the Block.
Right? You didn't go to that?
No, but I was there when you negotiated that
suite. Yeah, it was not in sync. Backstreet.
Block.
No, it was Backstreet.
Oh, was it Backstreet?
Yeah, it was Backstreet. Okay. Matter of fact, the funny story of the whole thing was one of the wives of one of the Backstreet kind of gave my son crap because he threw trash in a garbage can.
Oh, you can't do that.
We got too close to their backstage door. Like, what? So because I bought one suite and everybody chipped in and it really made it cheaper to get the suite
right.
than it did to buy tickets and all that. So he emails me all the time. Wow, we've got these great shows. I'm like, there's not a single show on this list that I would go to if the ticket was free.
What about Billy Joel?
I don't believe he was on that.
Did you hear what he's doing?
Can I finish first?
Sure.
So I got a thing today. The Eagles are coming to Amway.
The Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, they're going to perform Hotel California in between Michael Vick, dodging defensive linemen.
Oh, back to the Vick days, a quarterback. Man, your brain really goes back.
Let's go back. What did Billy Joel do? And then I'll tell you the coolest Billy Joel story.
So I was told he bought out the first row of tickets. So it's the rich people who can afford the front row are so stuffy and uptight, kind of like a stuffed turkey, that he doesn't want those people in the front row. So he brings down fans from the upstairs that are passionate
Let's
to fill up the front row because he knows that they'll never be able to afford it.
That's cool.
And he's changing his whole concept.
That's very cool. Now, the difference is they could afford it. The problem is they can never get them.
Right, right, right.
You know, I don't know what the cost is, but I mean, if you're a huge Billy Joel or Eagles or whatever, like I would pay for front row tickets at face value. When we went to Queen in Atlanta, my brother was offered, I want to say, $7,000 a ticket.
Wow.
From the tickets that he bought at face value. And I told my brother, you are a complete moron. You think I call you a moron? I told him, sell the four tickets and let's go to dinner and we'll buy an album. You know, we can throw the album and listen to it. Now, I'm glad he said no, because we certainly had a great, great time.
Sure.
But, you know, if you could ever get those tickets, the problem is backdoor deals, either with the promotion, with the arena, had a friend that was a ticket broker and he knew the ins and the outs and all that kind of stuff. So it's who you know.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's all about. So speaking of it's who you know, let's go to our friends right now at Sleep and Trade.
Hey, thanks, Randy. I'd like to share some information with your listeners today regarding passive income through investing. Yes, passive income through investing. Imagine having passive income to fuel your dreams and passions. That's right. Why let your hard-earned money just sit? While it could be working to enhance your life, your money is only as good as how you use it. Hello, folks. My name is Joe, and if you've ever thought of day trading but found it too difficult or scary, I don't blame you. Did you know that more than 80% of day traders fail? Well, we've got the solution for you, a fully automatic day trading software program that you simply just turn on and let it run. It does everything for you and all you do is check it at the end of the day. It's fully automatic and it's AI or artificial intelligence based, which means you have a solution for generating substantial passive income. This software takes the human element out of trading, like our emotions chasing after the trade, indecisiveness, and overall human error. So get a pen and paper and write down this website and phone number. I'll repeat it a few times. The website is www.sleepandtrade.com and the phone number is 727-597-4377. We've been using this software for over 5 years with great success. So it's not a fly-by-night kind of system. This is the picture of consistency. And guys, consistency is what makes money in trading. And what people are doing nowadays, especially after the pandemic, is they're looking for ways to work from home. And this is simply just a software that you can run from any computer device, your desktop at home, your laptop or tablet, or even your cell phone, and you can earn passive income. So don't be shy about looking for an opportunity to make money. Sleepandtrade.com is the website, and the phone number is 727-597-4377. Attend our sessions, see it live, hear it, witness it, and ask questions. You're able to ask questions on the session and see if this is right for you guys. Once again, the number is 727-597-4377. And the website is www.sleepandtrade.com. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Randy. Enjoy the rest of your day, and God bless. By the way, futures trading involves risk. Past performances is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
Good stuff, as always.
Great stuff.
Good stuff. Now back to humor, because that's serious.
That's serious. Yeah, but you know, it's great to be a part of the program. And, hey, working from home, that's what everybody wants. And let your money work for you. It's the future, especially with, like, crypto and the world that we're going, the metaverse. Did you see Disney just bought the metaverse space to be the happiest place inside the metaverse?
What's a metaverse?
The metaverse is going to be like the virtual online digital world. So
I don't have to go to Disney anymore. I can just pretend.
You can pretend and you'll be.
And what's that going to cost? Is that still the same annual pass?
Probably more. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, this whole crypto world's going into like a digital world. And then, and I saw Gary Vee, if you know who Gary Vee is, Gary Vaynerchuk, he's a big Jets fan. He's a internet, you know, guru guy. But he talks about how the digital world is going to take over, how, you know, people say, oh, it's not real. It's digital imaging. It's NFTs and images of artwork and images of sports memorabilia. And he says that this is the next big thing. But
I'm happy if I don't have to go to Disney anymore.
Because it is hot.
It's not that it's hot. It's
couldn't they put it up north, like Atlanta?
Well, no, then I would never go. At least now I have the annual pass, and I don't want to go. In Atlanta, I just never would go.
But it's hot.
It is hot, but it's not so much the hot as the drive.
Yeah, the drive. Because once you get to Orlando, it's
Lakeland.
An hour away.
Lakeland.
Right.
Once you get to Lakeland, it's 3 hours away.
It is.
Then once you get to Orlando, you're an hour away. And then once you turn off into Disney, you're about 45 minutes, even though it's 4 miles. It's just a hassle. We were going to go the other day, and then I'm like, let's multiply. Gas is $9 a gallon, and it's going to take me 15 gallons. It's not worth going.
Yeah,
it is crazy. But you know what is worth going to?
What's that?
Is our final break of the afternoon.
Oh.
So let's hit it, and then we'll shut this bad boy down. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on? This is Nick Lachey from MTV's Newlyweds, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, so I have a question.
What kind of bone? Like a turkey bone? Like a wishbone?
You know, it's bad enough that you don't listen to me.
What'd you say?
You don't listen to other people. You know, you're arrogant. You're rude. Everything about you is wrong.
Offended by those things.
Now, many times, you don't even have your headset on when I'm talking to you.
That's true.
Okay. You had your headset on as we were getting ready to either go into or come back from that break. You've had your headset on the whole time.
This is true.
I look at you for some kind of response.
Yes.
I didn't ask for that liner to be played. Okay. We have the best running the ship. So a liner was played. You had your headset on, and you didn't hear it.
I missed it.
I wanted a reaction. Like I said, once I heard who it was, let's replay the liner, and I want a reaction.
Hey, what's going on? This is Nick Lachey from MTV's Newlyweds, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I hope the Bearcats lose.
That's all.
I hope they get blown out by 82 points.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything that that guy touches, I hope they get lost.
Well, he doesn't touch them.
I hope he doesn't like Skyline Chili, because I hate everything about that guy.
It wasn't Nick that you didn't like.
What? They're all the same.
You didn't like the brother.
They're all the same.
Brothers are all the same? Yeah, you better be careful what you say.
So it is Thanksgiving coming up. I don't know. Do you celebrate Thanksgiving? Is that something?
Yeah, Jews don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
No.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know what you guys celebrate. You guys don't believe in Santa Claus. And Jesus is yours, but he's not one of you guys.
He's yours, but he's not. But we don't claim him.
Well, you're like, I don't know how it works. I mean, but is Thanksgiving one of the okay kosher holidays?
Well, I don't know if it's kosher, but we will have turkey and something that's not kosher, ham, tomorrow.
Sunday. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because no meat Fridays, so it falls on a Thursday, so it's okay.
What's no meat Fridays?
Isn't that like a Jewish thing?
What?
No meat Monday?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is there a day where you guys don't eat meat?
I eat meat every day.
No, it's like fish. Like they eat fish on Fridays instead of meat, right?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Catholics.
You're such an idiot.
But here's a tradition for you, since you're into all those traditions.
Yeah, I'm into a lot of traditions.
Do you know what happened in 1934?
I don't.
On Thanksgiving in 1934? Do you know what happened?
George Washington sailed the ocean blue.
In 1934?
It wasn't George Washington either. Oh, my God.
The Detroit Lions hosted an unbeaten Chicago Bears team in a broadcast.
It's been a long time since the Chicago Bears have been unbeaten.
But it was the first game broadcast nationally on radio, kicking off the tradition that's known as NFL on Thanksgiving.
What are your thoughts on games on Thursday? I mean,
games on Thursday, I don't.
It's now 9 of them.
I don't watch. I like the tradition of Thanksgiving. I always watch, you know, the Cowboys and the Lions.
Oh, I like the tradition of Thanksgiving, too, for the food, not for the football.
But just, I mean, nothing more Americana than picking out.
Taking somebody else's land and eating.
You know, comments made on the show may or may not reflect the views of all the co-hosts. But yeah, I don't know, but eating turkey, family, friends, like celebrating the holiday season. You sleep, you pass out, you wake up, you watch some football, you drink some, you pass out again, you watch some more football. I mean, it's just a tradition.
I did tell the PR, I said this in the first hour, I told the PR staff of the Bucks, I won't be here, because they said, you know, it'll be light Friday or Thursday and Friday for media. And I said, well, I'm not coming tomorrow. I'll be here Friday if I'm out of the coma.
Yeah. But that's the point. I mean, but with the way the world works and they try to cancel everything from the past, it's nice to still have some traditions that are still, like, here and rooted in, like, what I remember as a kid, you know, and passing those traditions on to my kids.
Well, why don't you be, like, be a leader? Don't be a follower. Change the tradition.
Well, I'm doing pizza tonight.
I was going to say, but that's not Thanksgiving. You should do it on Thanksgiving.
But, yeah, I could do it tonight.
You know, be a front runner. Make people follow you. Let's save a turkey.
Yeah, but I'm a leader in everything else. There's one.
Are you really?
I pretty much am.
Are you really?
I'm a trendsetter.
Are you?
Kind of.
Name one trend you've set.
I had a red mohawk.
That was a trend? You're the first person to have a red mohawk?
I mean, braided.
I'm pretty sure you're not.
I mean, Hogan told me the red mohawk, but then I braided it. So that kind of just took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, but it's still not the first.
I mean, I would say I don't like it ever.
Thank God.
I mean, you could do it. You have the red hair. You don't even have to dye it.
I'm good. I'm certainly good.
But do you have any traditions, like family traditions that you guys do for Thanksgiving? Is there anything?
We eat.
I know that. But is there anything you guys do historically? Anything?
No. No? Why? What? We eat.
I'm just asking.
No. There's nothing. No. We're a boring family. We just eat. Has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. We just eat.
Okay. Why? Do you always do Thanksgiving at your house? Do you go somewhere else? Are you alternate? Like, you know, a lot of families will one here, one there, one holiday here, one holiday there.
Well, and if you would have listened to this program over the last almost 2 hours, I don't like to drive. I don't like to leave. As much as I don't want you in my house, I don't want to leave and go to yours.
That's true.
So I'm willing to put up with my family in my house.
Because they are your family.
Because they're my family.
And you made half of them.
And I didn't have to drive to go see them.
Right? You guys all live on the same block.
Well, no. Like, my sister has invited us up to her house in Charlotte. The chance of me driving to Charlotte is 10 numbers below zero. Did it once. I'll never do it again.
You say there's a chance.
There's not a chance. I will not drive to Charlotte ever. Would I board a plane for it? Probably not. But it's so much easier just to say, I'm busy, I can't make it, and we'll eat our turkey here at the house.
Okay. Any big traditional movies? Like, do you watch Charlie Brown or like Snoopy or the old movies like Elf or anything like that to get excited
during Thanksgiving? Yeah. No, I wouldn't watch Elf during Thanksgiving.
Why? How early is too early to put up your Christmas decorations?
A week.
Really? Because in my neighborhood, somebody's being fined, I think it's $100 a day, for putting up Christmas lights too early in the season. Is there a limit?
No, there isn't a limit. It's obnoxious. Like, I wouldn't think you should put it up before Thanksgiving. I mean, you want it up for a couple weeks to enjoy it.
Because it's a lot of work to dig all the stuff out of the, change all the light bulbs.
That's why you got to kind of respect the people who just leave it up.
They're really winning at life.
Right.
Just unplug.
Exactly.
And then plug back in.
I wouldn't run them. Because I'm too cheap to spend on the electric. But I wouldn't take them down. I would just leave them up and plug it in when it's time.
That's smart.
You mean you take them down?
Not now.
These clowns that put up like 3 million light bulbs, and you're going to take those down?
Why would you call him a clown? Like, Clark Griswold was not a clown. He was a
no. He was a clown.
He was a visionary.
The actor was, or the actor, the person he was playing was a clown.
He was a legend of all legends.
I don't know.
National Lampoon, like.
Not sure I saw
it. And I'm not sure how the Die Hard became like a Christmas tradition. Like,
oh, it is.
How is it?
Oh, my God. It's the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
I don't get it.
It's Christmas.
I don't understand
it. It's Christmas.
What does that mean?
How can it not be a Christmas movie? It happened on Christmas. Or Christmas Eve, I believe.
Yeah, but it's so violent.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I don't like violence.
And Hans Gruber is one of my favorites. Hans Gruber. You don't know who Hans Gruber is? Hey, Hans. And then the thing about Hans Gruber, I don't know how we got off on this. You took us there. But so Hans is the bad guy in Die Hard,
okay.
One. And then I guess he was some big character in Harry Potter.
Well,
your daughter should know this. Was Harry Potter before your daughters?
No. But yes. But my daughters are just not old enough to, like, understand.
You went from no to yes.
I don't know how old my kids are, to be honest with you. I just keep coming home. And
I don't know why I'm laughing at you, because I can relate.
I don't know, but every time I come home, they're there.
Where they go? Oh, my God. You kill me.
No, but I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I know it's birthday week for your wife.
It's over, so it's over.
On to the next?
On to the next one.
All right.
You know.
But yeah. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
We like to call this a boat show.
Okay.
Only change the word boat. FCC, I'm not allowed to say it. You know, this is digressed to really bad stuff. But I appreciate it. I want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. I want to wish everybody back at the studio.
Absolutely.
Everybody that listens, all of our sponsors, our new affiliates that are signing up. We should have Phoenix here in the next couple of days.
That's awesome.
So good stuff on the horizon. Applications are still being taken to become the new co-host. No. Oh, did I just say that out loud?
Come beat me.
Well, no, you're the co-host.
We're also going to bring research, like, no one has no meat Fridays and stuff.
Well, Jews don't have no meat Fridays. Well,
now you know.
Or now I have to abide by it?
Well, yeah,
I'm giving up my religion if I have to stop eating meat. That's not going to happen. All right, everybody, have a really good time. Enjoy the games. Enjoy everything. Bucks, Indianapolis, Michael Pittman, we hope to have on next week to talk as well. Enjoy Thanksgiving. See everybody next week. For 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, this has been Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.